As marijuana moves into the mainstream, more filmmakers are taking a look at all aspects of cannabis culture. These days, marijuana movies are about more than hiding from Sergeant Stadenko or trying to get to White Castle for the munchies. Join with us as we explore the latest in the cannabis cinema.
Well, today in the Cannabis Cinema, we take a look at the small screen, a television screen that is, and joining us is the host of one such cannabis-related television show, Marijuana Straight Talk on Free Speech TV, and the host, Becca Williams, joins us by Skype. How you doing, Becca?
Oh, Russ, what a treat to be with you. You are a media pioneer in this space, an advocate, and you have done so much to grow this whole arena. I am here in part because of you today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for such nice words. I really appreciate that. And I admire you going into this on the video side. I did video for a while, and my goodness, that's a lot to deal with. So good for you taking it on. Tell us about your show on Free Speech TV.
Sure, absolutely. We are kicking off in September with a weekly show. We got a green light from a remarkable television network, which you probably are familiar with. It's called Free Speech Television Network. They're national. They are on Dish and Direct. They get about 1.2 million viewers per month. Free Speech runs Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, The Tom Hartman Show, Stephanie Miller. So we are in good company. And the rest of the show, Russ, is really about embracing and nurturing how we are going to see this cannabis culture evolve and unfold. We know that we are headed toward legalization. How the dominoes are going to fall, we don't really know that yet, but we know that that's going to happen. And our citizenry across this country is there's so many of us who are deeply involved with cannabis in one way or the other, whether it's marijuana or hemp, industrial hemp. And so we are far outpacing our legislators and lawmakers. So this show is really about the coming of age of the cannabis culture and all that that entails.
That sounds great, and great to hear that's on Free Speech TV. I recognized it from the Democracy Now! Program, and Tom Hartman, who, when he was a radio personality on AM 620 KPOJ here in Portland, was kind of my mentor as I was breaking into radio. So, like you said, great company, no greater folks than Tom Hartman and the folks at Free Speech TV. And Becca, I'm interested in your background, how you came to be the host of this show, and what's your connection to cannabis?
Wow, that's a big question. So let me start by saying that I come from a childhood that had a lot of trauma. There was a lot of abuse for us in my family of origin. And so consequently, I was raised in an environment that was not safe and that offered little support for me in my self-worth, for instance, and my concept of myself. And so growing up in that kind of environment as a teenager, as a young person, I found that I was really, really coursing with anxiety and panic, and I was afraid a lot of the time over the most simple things. And because my childhood was not safe, and so that was the way I was conditioned in my behavior. And I know that I am not alone, because I have heard from a lot of people out there as I talk about these things, particularly on our YouTube channel. And so I started partaking of cannabis in college, and found that it was really very much of a soothing agent for me that took me back into a sense of well-being. So for that, since a young adult, it has been a thread in my life. So fast forward to my profession as a reporter, a television reporter. I worked for National Public Radio in Chicago, and of course, I was I used cannabis all the way through that for my health and well-being, if you will. And I eventually became a national health editor for a network of magazines called Dragonfly Media. And it was through that where we were specializing in holistic and alternative approaches to health. And of course, that includes herbs. And a lot of people were telling me how they were treating their pain with cannabis. But I was working for a family magazine at the time, unlike you, where you're just been out there. And I had to make the decision. I had to make the decision that I could, it was a family magazine, and I couldn't encourage people to do this. And so what goes around comes around, and here I am now with the chops from, you know, television reporting. I consider myself a recovering television reporter. And the storytelling from NPR, and I also love your tagline, the NPR of POT, which you are.
Thank you.
And sure, and as we say in Iowa, Russ, it ain't bragging if it's fact.
Well, thank you so much, Becca. And now you're the third person from mainstream journalism I've met who's taken on cannabis journalism. Of course, Charlo Green up in Alaska, who quit on air, and then Sid Maurer out here in Eugene, Oregon, who lost her television anchor job. She was a morning anchor. She lost her job because she got a little fender bender in the company car and turned up positive on the subsequent urine screen. So I'm very, very excited about the prospect of more people coming from the professional journalism side into the cannabis journalism side. And what a relief it must be for you to be able to speak openly on the topic.
Yes, when I worked with Dragonfly Media, I became the editor of one of the largest, most progressive eco-sustainable magazines covering eco-sustainability and health and well-being and personal growth and development in the United States. And it was in Chicago. It was called Conscious Choice. And I was the editor there, and the company really believed in advocacy, which was something that was so foreign to me. Because, of course, as you know, as a reporter, you are all about quote-unquote objectivity, which is a total and absolute myth, but because we always take our biases into everything that we do. But this magazine was allowing me to talk about GMOs without that insipid balance where you have, for instance, marijuana is good, marijuana is bad, and you have these two voices in about 4 minutes, and then it just gets really vapid, and nobody gets anything from it at all. And this was the frame was changed for me in the context of doing this work with Conscious Choice in Chicago, because it was really about what are the best choices for living with a lighter footprint on the planet, both personally, both, conscious business out there. How do you do that? And so that has been my area of interest for a lot of years now, and that is what I'm bringing to the cannabis sector, Russ.
That's fantastic. We're speaking with Becca Williams. She's the host of Marijuana Straight Talk. That'll be airing on Free Speech TV come this September. But you also mentioned a YouTube channel. So is it shows that you had done on YouTube and now you're, you know, kind of moving up to the big leagues?
Oh, Russ, what we have done, and I invite people to go to our website, if I might.
Yes.
It's mjstraighttalk.com. MJStraightTalk.com. Remember, there's two T's, one in talk and one in straight. And we have pilot episodes from last year that ran on Free Speech, and we did a 420 special last month. Get this, that turned out to be Free Speech's highest, most popular, highest ratings of a weekly show for all of 2016. This was a one-off special. So the appetite for information is huge around this. So we have, we have everything. I mean, we have the television show, and at the same time, we have nearly 100 videos of premium content around living, how do you integrate cannabis into your life? And so you can go to our YouTube also, if you don't mind me giving these plugs.
Please do. No, that's what we're here for.
The YouTube channel is MJ Straight Talk also, just like our website.
Excellent. MJStraightTalk.com, MJ Straight Talk on YouTube, and soon Marijuana Straight Talk on Free Speech TV, which you can find on Dish Network and DirecTV. Any other outlets that we need to let people know about?
You know, all the digital components. We love television, and the majority of Americans still get their information from television. Now, when you look at the ages that skews, obviously it skews older because baby boomers are more used to television, but millennials and Gen Xers are getting it. They may do it more on mobile, but it does show that television is still the mainstay and people are tuning in. So we have that, but we also have we're on Roku, and we call those over the top OTT. So for cord cutters, all these terms. There's a lot of people out there who don't want to pay the high prices of cable anymore, and so they go to Apple Television or they go to Roku. There's others that I'm trying to think. Android. What is it? Anyway, they're called OTT, over the top, and so it's streaming, and you can get on those channels. Sling TV, we're going to have video on demand after the show runs. They run it several times, like HBO does, sure. Free Speech does. And so it'll be on video on demand on our website, on Free Speech, and you can always watch it streaming. So you don't have to have Dish or Direct in order to get this. So you have to have the whole complement these days, Russ, of all those digital platforms, and we have television.
That's great. Well, it looks like if people need to get their Marijuana Straight Talk, they're going to be able to find a way to get it. And Becca Williams, I wish you all the luck in the world, and congrats on entering the world of cannabis journalism. Glad to have you here.
Well, thank you. And again, congratulations on your 3,000 hours of airtime. Is that what I understand?
Something like that, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you, Russ, my friend.
All right. Good luck, Becca, and we look forward to you on MJStraightTalk.com. Take it easy.
Very good.
All right.
Now.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Radical Rant, we're going to talk about Ohio and how they're marching in to the medical marijuana Box Canyon when we return.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.